Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet-to-be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way? Spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart
and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's a static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see. Breathing deep electricity. You channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, 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 oh. From the sun is who we be. It feels good to be tapping, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
Yes, it does.
Light from the sun is who we be.
Right, that's who we be. Feels good. We tap in. You're not tapped in. Tapped out. if you caught overdose for the UFC and all those fighters, they got tapped out. Like, okay, I can't handle it. It's time to tap in. It's time to tune in. Makura Ray tapped in. Find Makura on Facebook and other places, but go to Facebook. Makura Ray. M-I-K-U-A-K. Ray. R-A-I. Yeah, I was going to say .com there, but no, he hasn't done that yet. Yes, another day, another you, another moment to tap in, to tune in. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, excuse me. Good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and where change is inspired and you make a difference. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. And it's time to expand and remember we are one with the one, that we are all one. And we got to do our part to do what we need to do so we can be what we want to be. Okay, we be what we want to be and they'll do what we want to do. How about that? Yes, it's time for Ancestral Blueprints. Let's see. It's a slow day today. It's a slow day. I just feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I just go ahead and let Celeste do the announcement real quick, and then we can jump into this conversation. Actually, no. Let me bring on Lisa first. Let me bring on Lisa. Lisa's being patient. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hello, Ade. I am glad to be here and looking forward to our conversation and seeing how it's going to unfold between us and all who are with us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're on a canoe or something. I feel like I'm just floating and just like looking at the trees and birds. Not even rowing, just sitting and listening to the sound of nature. Hanging with the ancestors.
There we go.
So we're going to bring on Celeste to do a quick announcement and then go deep in consciousness. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. I really love that Makura Ray song, and you know what? I was thinking about you and Lisa today and how I just get excited about Ancestral Blueprints because we get to have this conversation with our ancestors, and I'm just so over watching old Roots episode to connect with my people. You guys bring it alive, you know? I mean, the ancestors come through in your conversation, so I'm feeling a wee bit excited about what's going to download between the two of you today.
You're through trying to connect with your ancestors through Roots.
Yes, Lord. I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate you, Alex Haley, and thank you so much. But every time you guys come on, we get to come home. You know, my favorite scene is the village scene when he connects with his, you know, his ancestors, and these are his people, and I could always connect it with it energetically. But you and Lisa offer us that gift every time you come on the last Wednesday of the month, that we get to come home to ourselves and to really think about and honor our ancestors. So I'm playing, but I'm serious. I'm seriously playing. You know?
Maybe what you call the show, Ancestral Blueprints, Roots Reloaded.
Reloaded. I know that's right. And before I get to the announcements, you've got beautiful people, Lisa, and Life Coach today who are with you. I did a two-step in the chat room with Electra. You got Tanya, Monica on the phone lines. You have so many people who are joining you, and I'm just going to make sure I'm not missing anybody. Yeah, Monica and Glow and Gooch from D.C. and Electra and some guests I don't know, but you can register on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to stop there so I can get to your announcements. I'm so ready for the show.
Okay. <That's>
Hi, Lisa. I love you so much.
Hello.
Oops, sorry.
Celeste.
I said that again, Lisa. I think I muted you in the middle of her giving you a shout out.
All right. Yes, I am ready. I just wanted to give Lisa my love and a big old hug because I only get to see her once a month.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Let me talk to someone that mute Lisa now.
I'm sorry.
You want me to
moving on.
Okay. I'll mute her now. Okay, because it's second time. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Ade, you're blocking my hug. Lisa, give me my hug.
I'm back at you. I think the third time's a charm. Just thank you. You know, some stars are so bright that, you know, people around have to put sunglasses on. So I'm putting my sunglasses on. I'm just so glad that you're here with us. Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for inviting me into the family. I appreciate you. Now I'm going to get to your announcements and get ready for you guys to unload some beauty today. All right?
All right.
All right. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find Life Coach Today and Lisa Iverson on the last Wednesday of every month from 12 until 1:30 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss them live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and Lisa can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure that you press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or you can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, hover on Life Conversations Radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show comes on from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. This is where Life Coach Today moves you from where you are to where you want to be. Life Coach Today is taking a break next week, but you can still find him. He may be running past shows. Either way, you can check him out in the archives. Also, be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make inspired moves in your life. Did you know the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. You also have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you in advance for being a blessing. Finally, we are not doing a celestial moment today, but let me take this time to tell you, we have a full moon in Libra today when 9 is running. 9 is the end of the cycle. 9 is the butterfly in medicine cards. Its gift is transformation. 9 is also the hermit in tarot. Introspection makes you the pathfinder, the way shower, by the light on your staff. The hermit is astrologically associated with Virgo. Virgo is whole, all unto herself. Today is Wednesday, and it belongs to Archangel of Healing, Raphael, and Mother of 9, Oya, the Orisha of Change and Transformation. It's a magical day indeed, especially if you happen to be celebrating a birthday. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. Yes, perfect day for me, for us to be doing the show. Thank you, Celeste.
Indeed. My pleasure.
We got the announcement and the weather and the energy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, Lisa.
Hey there, Ade.
So what's going on in your world? We're getting ready to jump into this conversation. Like they say, what's moving, what's shaking?
Yeah. Well, I wanna say the thing that I'm most present to is how much courage it takes to be present to the unknown. And so, you know, I'm aware that with each show that we have, and probably all shows that you do, you know, you never know what the conversation's going to be till you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a topic picked out, this kind of a thing. But today, particularly, for whatever reason, I just have a particular sense of awareness and appreciation for, you know, what it takes to be present to the unknown. And, of course, that has to do with our conversation today, but in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I trust that the things that we talk about today that have to do with our ancestral blueprints and the constellation work and everything else, I trust that it will be just right, that the things that we talk about are just the right things to talk about. But I want to acknowledge the courage and the faith and all these other qualities that go along with being willing to just be present to what wants to unfold. So that is what is most present to me in this moment.
Mm,
thank you for asking, and I'm happy to hear the same from you.
Well, it's funny, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm silently saying to myself, you know, that is so true. That is so true that you know, just being present to the unknown. And we talk about being afraid of the unknown, but every day we wake up, whether ready or not, to embrace, to work with, to dance with this unknown, this new day. And even as you were talking, I was thinking about my shows are, the show I do is like a blind date. I'm doing the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, most of those guests I've never met in person, never met them before. We just met, maybe they wanted to be invited or we invited them. But you never know what's going to happen. And there's a part of me that likes that, creating something out of nothing. But at the same time, there's a scary aspect to it because you don't know. I mean, some guests, I don't know if they're going to be fun to talk to, if they're going to be difficult or whatever. I just don't know until we start talking. It's like, oh, my God. And there's something about that space, the unknown, and how we show up for it, even if we don't know we're showing up for it. And and the more I do the work, the more I have these kind of conversation, I just feel more gratitude for humanity. That, you know, sometimes we're so hard on ourselves, but there's so much going on behind the scenes that we're not always aware of, you know?
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, and, you know, the topic focus for these shows has to do with ancestry and my work with the constellation work and the ancestral blueprint idea. I just want to acknowledge the timing because it's just very present for me. I just somehow I'm noticing it quite a lot. The timing of the show is during Holy Week. So for people who are in sync with the Christian calendar, whether you are or not Christian, is, you know, the reality is it's such a big faith tradition.
Yes.
I'm just feel present to the place of Christianity, the place of Jesus, the place of that whole field of influence in our ancestries.
Mm.
And so, you know, I notice the feeling of, you know, like, it feels a little bit like it's a pretty big voice in the back of my head that's saying,
mm-hmm.
oh, don't talk about that. Like,
right.
It's a big topic. It's a big topic. And so this week, particularly, you know, the leading up to Easter is a big energy in and of itself, all that happened in that history. And so I just want to acknowledge that's an influence that's with us, conscious of it or not, for our time together today.
Yeah, it's funny because the show is shaping itself out, and it's really, really actually there's an information Celeste is sharing with me. I'm trying to get her to share it. Celeste, you want to read it? But you know, it's funny. I mean, and that's one of the things I love about our show and the simple thing and the simple simplicity of life. Let me bring on Celeste because you're talking about the unknown, the things that happen in history, and how they still show up in our lives. Let me bring on Celeste here. And she was sharing something to me, but I thought it would be easy if she just reads. Hey, Celeste, welcome back.
It's great.
We're talking
to be
about
back.
No, we're talking about heavy topics. We're talking about things that happened in the past that run, that's still in all of our souls. So can you share that with our listeners and Lisa, please?
Yes, on top of Lisa sharing beautifully about Holy Week on March 25th, and I believe, was that Monday? Yes, Monday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know me and days. Monday, March 25th, was the International Day of Remembrance for the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade. And there was a UN website that stated, I just lost it, for over 400 years, more than 15 million men, women, and children were the victims of the tragic transatlantic slave trade, one of the darkest chapters in human history. The annual observance of the March 25th as the International Day of Remembrance for the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade serves as an opportunity to honor and remember those who suffered and died at the hands of the brutal slavery system, and to raise awareness about the dangers of racism and prejudice today.
Yep, all those things that are in our soul. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And they show up in ways that we're not even aware of. And I think, let's do this, because I know Family Constellations, we do this quite well, Ancestral Blueprints, we do this a lot, and I think it's necessary because it helps us give us foundation. Can we talk about Family Constellations, what it is, what it means, and, you know, just whatever you feel like to share about it?
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. And before I do that, I just want to say Monday was also, in sync with what Celeste just said, Monday was also the beginning of Passover.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a big energetic week.
Yeah. and I want to ask you this. I've asked you a question about it, but I want to, now you introduced another thought. And I want to ask you, do you think that, I think I know the answer, that we experience that today? All those things that happen and the things that are happening individually, even if we're not Christians or we don't know anything about slavery, do you think humanity experienced that energy in today?
Yeah, it's a great question. What I would say is that these kinds of big collective, these are all collective kinds of things, you know, Passover, Holy Week, Remembrance Day around slavery. These are really big collective movements. And so each individual, I think, likely is affected or feels or is in resonance with those in her or his own unique ways. The relationship between the collective and the individual, I think, is part of what, during this time that we're all living in right now, is part of what we're here to really come into more awareness about. You know, in the Western world, there's such an emphasis on the individual. And so we're really deeply called to remember we are not all as individual and separate as we want to think that we are, and so, or have been taught or told that we are. So, I can't speak for all of humanity. I can just speak for myself and what I notice. What I notice in the collective is and when I see patterns amongst people, I work with a lot of people and hear a lot of truths about how people are, and when I see patterns, you know, of lots of people during the same period of time reporting similar kinds of energies, mm-hmm. that gets my attention, you know. Right. And so it makes me wonder about the linkage between these historical, you know, histories right. and, you know, rhythms and what's going on with us in our individual lives. Most people, they think whatever's going on with them, it's just them.
Right.
But they don't know,
right.
like, if, you know, 10 other people down the block all have a similar feeling going on inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in their own version of it, and it's kind of like ice cream, you know, different flavors of it, but it's all ice cream.
That's right.
So that's what comes to me to say in response to your question.
I definitely hear you on that. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Lisa Iverson is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truths in America's Soul. And you can find out more information by going to her website, Lisa Iverson, IVERSEN.com, or go to Family Constellations West, FamilyConstellationsWest.com. So Lisa, let's talk about Family Constellations. What is it not? Okay, there we go. Got it out.
You want to share?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. So family constellations or systemic constellations, these are methods of both group and individual work that were developed over 30 years ago in Germany by a man named Bert Hellinger. It's a way of bringing into visibility in groups how much the things that have happened in the generations before us might still be affecting us today. Mm-hmm. And so it's a modality to bring forth the images that are held in our bodies, held in our soul, that our minds are not conscious of. So the work works with principles around belonging and balance of give and take and order of relationship, who comes into the family when. So, for example, first, second, third sibling order or grandparent, parent, child generations, first, second, third husband, this kind of an order. And works with energies around injustice and atonement, or injustice and reconciliation around injustice. And so it's quite a, and the work is phenomenal, meaning that there is just this energetic phenomena that happens in the group setting that is a repeated kind of a thing that the work is. It's used and experienced in all seven continents with a variety of practitioners, and there's a consistent phenomena that happens in the group work that kind of shows us that there's something to it that is consistent to our whole human family that also maybe we can't fully understand with the mind. You know, phenomena is kind of by definition, it's something that we might not fully be able to grasp with our analytical selves. Mm-hmm. But where mystery lives, that also catches my attention. So
yeah.
There's an invitation to, you know, become really in contact for me with spirit and with recognizing that to come into a place of humility, I guess, that our minds are not as in charge, our will is not as in charge, our egos are not as in charge as we sometimes might like to think that they are or wish that they were.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about mystery, that catches my attention, and I think in passion lies, for me, passion lies in mystery. It's that place where you don't know, but you're in alignment with the mysteries of life. And it's happening simultaneously. And having been part of family constellation circles, I definitely know what you're talking about. And we have somebody who's done the family constellation work. She wants to share. Queen Ra, how are you doing, my sister?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my godness, my goddess, my life. I love you so much, Life Coach Ade. And as you know, I love starting my day with Life Coach Ade. I am so honored to my spirit self that told me to be still this morning and key into Ade's show, because I saw Ancestral Blueprint, but I'm such a social networker, I'm multitasking always. But today, Spirit led me to Constellation, and I said, oh, baby, yes. I honor you for holding this space, the Wednesday of the month. Mm-hmm. This work is so important. I cannot edify it enough. I cannot. Mm-hmm. So to my share, my name is Queen Ra. I'm a love bug and a connector and a blog talk show host myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of two daughters. I'm African-American. And I was raised by my grandmother, and I'm very in tune to spirits and the other world. When I ran to Gary Stewart in Los Angeles, who is my constellation facilitator, he made a call out to the African-American community to do this work, being in tune that, knowing that we had come through the middle passage, that there was a huge possibility for healing. Constellation work, so I honor Gary Stewart and the work that we've done with that. Now, during this time I'm in Constellations Group, my daughter, who was a teenager, started to self-harm herself by cutting, scratching, burning, and she is physically beautiful. And I just was in turmoil. I did not know what to do. I prayed. I saw my practitioner, everything. The Constellations broke the seal of misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
In our constellation for this child, mm-hmm. I found out that I had 7 generations of grandmothers backing her up on her journey. And the freedom that I got from that information, Lisa, I cannot begin to express.
Yeah.
That I can let go, and that my ancestors, I mean, come on, not one grandmother, 7 deep? I had to sit down and just start serving and being of service and just letting my ancestors and my constellation take care of us. Mm. I'm happy to tell you now, today in 2013, that daughter will be 18. She hasn't harmed in over 2 years, 3 years. She graduated from high school early. She'll be graduating next week from Paul Mitchell Hair School in New York, and she's coming out here, Ave, in August to go to the most fabulous makeup school called MUD. Awesome, awesome. She is so focused. And all I can do is just remember this constellation and just look at her and say, just go, girl. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen Ra. Thank you for sharing your experience. Yeah, constellation thing is an experience. We always talk about it, but as Queen Ra was sharing, I don't think you can get it through words. It's just something really fascinating about being in a room with people you don't know. And you, Lisa, you're such an amazing facilitator of it, because you have a way of just putting the mind to rest, but just listening to what's happening. And even if you're thinking up of stuff, just say it. And I don't think I've experienced anything like it. I mean, it's just really powerful. I mean, Queen Ra talked about her daughter, how she was before, and then, how she is now after. And there's so many things out there. And sometimes I think I feel that we sometimes are dealing with the we take an intellectual approach to healing, awareness, to something that goes way beyond the intellect, you know, and get to really connect with ancestors and get to really connect with energies that we're not even aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. I so appreciate your calling in and speaking about your daughter, and it's just such a beautiful reminder for all of us about how much something that's going on for us today is being influenced by history. So, and how in the history before us, there are also resources and strengths that are waiting to be accessed. And so that is, you know, kind of at the crux of what this show is about, and about how the constellation work is a way for us to access and acknowledge whatever difficult truths in the past might be influencing the present. But at the same time, our ancestors are so happy for us to leave whatever the suffering has been with them so that we don't play it out now here in the present. So that's the piece that gets illustrated when you speak about your daughter and accessing the strength and the blessing of her grandmothers, your grandmothers, all of our grandmothers. It's just really such a beautiful reminder. I'm so appreciative.
Thank you, Kunila. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I think Kunila was going to say something. Kunila, were you going to say something?
Yes, I do. I did do another constellation that was very deep. I guess Spirit wants me to say it because, you know, there's so many things that go on in somebody's head about why did this happen to me, and why. And as a life coach, I always refer my clients to constellation facilitators. If they have a question about something in their life, if they can't figure it out, I always say go to family constellations. So one day I went to my family constellations group, and we dealt with the question of abortion. Whew. And we put pillows around in a circle to represent the children that were lost. And then we had to find males, if we had enough in the room, to stand to be the fathers who never had a voice. It was deep work. And me had 13 pillows a day. Again, I can't tell you enough how much I thank you for this work. That I'm free. You know, a lot of people know me. They know who I am. They don't know the work I've done. This is a very strong piece. So, Miss Iverson, warrior queen, continue your work. And I wholeheartedly invite you to be on my show, The Ascension Show. This work is so important. And it's so easy if you just surrender. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate you. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Ade. Mute me out. I'm going to get in the bathtub and listen to you, darling. I'm starting my day. Life Coach Ade.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'm connected to you now.
Yes. Hotep, Hotep, Hotep. May all the angels bless this facilitator named Lisa Iverson. Bless her. Press down and spilling over. May everything she asks for be yes, yes, yes. I'll talk to you later, darling. Bye.
Thank you, Queen Ra. Thank you for your fire, your love, your energy. Yes, yes, yes. Woo, Queen Ra brought up a lot of different things. And Lisa, you said our ancestors are happy for us to leave the past with them. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, I just...
if there's anything else bubbling up for you, feel free to...
Yeah, before it, there's so much. Yeah. And
Yes, I know.
we're in contact with. I want to thank Gary. I want to thank Gary, this colleague, Gary Stewart, this colleague that has been mentioned, for the work that he's doing. And I want to thank all my colleagues who are working in the way that they are, the ones who I know and the ones who I don't know, and the ones who are learning this work and who will be working with people in the future. I don't even know who they are, but I just I'm grateful for the growing field of this work. And I want to acknowledge the, you know, something as profoundly impactful in a person's life as an abortion, how much the cultural container we all live in tends to not regard this experience in the way that it is as impactful as it is for every being who is involved in it. And so the issue is primarily a politicized kind of issue, mm-hmm. that as many things that have to do with actually family life and the sacredness of life, they find themselves in the political arena or in the legal arena. So it's a longer conversation than maybe what we talk about today, but it's one of the reasons that I wrote the book that I did, because I can see culturally how much the constellation work gives us a form to reclaim matters of family life, matters of the soul, back to that arena where they belong, not in a courtroom, not in the political sphere. And right. so, you know, we just get a little bit of a flavor from, you know, talking about this experience with abortion and a constellation work. I'm just listening in my heart to people who don't know anything about the constellation work, and they don't know really what that is. But I know that there's millions of people who have been involved in some way with an abortion, whether that's a woman or a man or medical professionals. You know, it's just a big sphere. So there are many spheres like this that have to do with life, that yeah. in a constellation circle, there's a chance for us to really honor and acknowledge the impact and the influence that's operating that we might not in our day-to-day life recognize. So I just wanted to say a little bit more about that, because it's of how big it is. It's just, it's really big.
It's really big. Really big. Yeah.
Yeah.
It truly is. And, you know, of course, this is day two of the same-sex debate conversation by the Supreme Court. And, you know, and I'm just thinking as you were talking, is it, I don't even know if it's maybe part of our, I don't know, evolution would be in having those kind of conversations, have people in the religious institution come together, people who are spiritual, people who are not, to be part of the conversation as opposed to the Supreme Court. But I guess in the court system, they consider themselves to be neutral. So they just go by the facts, I guess. But, yeah, we're having to face and deal with real life and understand this, really get a better understanding when we say life is sacred. And yeah. I think we're still learning it. We're still learning, we're still growing through it.
Yeah, we are. And we're called to be what I also see just in the spirit of what we're talking about is how much we need one another. We're not yeah. meant to be working with all these issues by ourselves. So calling, you know, it's a time really for us to be in groups of all kinds, of all kinds, for us to really kind of see how much we have in common, how much we need one another to bring forth images of healing, and to reconcile histories that have not been reconciled, to bring forth truth that's waiting to be acknowledged. And, you know, when you mention what's happening in the Supreme Court right now, I just have to say, you know, what I see, what I sense, all of our families, every single person on the planet has somebody or somebodies in their families, in their ancestries, men who love men, women who loved women. It's a matter of how many generations back, or if it's in present time, whether we knew them or not, you know. But this is not a new thing.
Right.
It's one of something that in many families is just not talked about. And so, just because it's not talked about doesn't mean it's not there, you know. So there really is a deep invitation that I sense from the family soul for us to acknowledge. Again, it's a recognizing those who've been excluded. So, you know, there are in all families pressures operating in the soul that are working on us that have to do with you know, somebody's not being acknowledged.
Right.
So there's a big calling forth right now in our human family to acknowledge ones in our lineages, in our present family configurations, men who love men, women who love women, and we're all one family. So I just want to say that.
You're on point, and there's so much here. Dream Master in the chat room said, unseen, not unfelt. And as you're talking, you know, it's like we may not see it, but in our histories, when we go back, there are people who live there, who are like that. Like you said, men who love men, women who love women, and it's part of our human family. And I find myself thinking, so clearly, it seems to me that part of what we're going through now is that the parts of society, our history that we've denied, that our ancestors want to be acknowledged, want to be seen. There were people who died who never dared say they loved the same sex. Or in a family, they knew the person was different, but they had a nickname, you know, and we've denied it for so long. Now we're at a point where all of it is saying, it may be unseen, but it's not unfelt. You may not see it, but you're feeling it.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And, family constellations, because you talk about we need each other, and I also find myself thinking there's a lot around looking for, what's the phrase? It was in my head when we were talking. Like-minded people. Like-minded folks, and we tend to do that. We want to hang with like-minded people who get us. But sometimes I think it's good to hang out with people who don't get us. Sometimes good to hang out with people who are not like-minded, so we can understand them, so we can see from their perspective, and then we may end up finding out we're like-minded. And the constellations, that's one of the things that is really powerful for me. It's like people I've never met before, people I don't know would say something, they would say what they're feeling or what they heard. And it's like, that's what my dad. I mean, I remember one exact constellation thing that I did, and I was standing in for another woman, and you asked me what was going on. And I said, and the woman said, that's exactly what my husband would say. And that was what I was feeling. I'm making this up, and she said, "Sound just like him," and it helped me see that really when we say God is everywhere, everywhere present, we're connected. That process helped me to see that we're connected. The spirit of our ancestors are alive, and no matter if we're gay, straight, black, white, young, old, it doesn't matter, that we are connected through an invisible field of energy that cannot be denied and will not be denied, even if you try to.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That's beautifully put. And it's being like-minded or not like-minded, the work, the constellation work shows us how much what's operating not in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter what we believe or what we think. It doesn't really, it's not the place of connection or energy that we're working with when we're together. It's wonderful to be in a group of diversity, you know, and again, people that you don't know, which is typically most constellation groups. Most groups are a bunch of people who get together who don't know each other. The facilitator, you know, it's the facilitator calls together a group of people, and people sign up to be in a group because most of the time it's because they either have some difficulty in their life that they're wanting to see if this method can help them with, or they've experienced other groups and they already know through their experience what a blessing it is and how the experience of being in these groups tends to promote freedom and compassion and living clearly in one's place of belonging in their life. Many people over the years, a repeated comment I hear is how it just they like to come to these groups because it helps them feel compassion for humanity.
Mm.
And so I'm struck with that chord over the years, how true that feels to me. I've been in this field for 15 years now, and so that feels more true to me than ever, that in the experience of, you know, the practical method, how it goes, is people sitting in the group setting are asked to represent family members for the one who sets up a constellation. So people in the group are witnessing or representing mothers or fathers or grandmothers, grandfathers, husbands, wives, sons, daughters. And in that experience, we get to literally step into somebody else's shoes, expand our sense of what it means to be a human being. We come in contact with information from our own lineages that has not yet been accessed that helps us expand our own understanding in our heart space about our place and everyone else's in the family. And so there is this just very experiential, embodied experience of what it means to be human and how we truly are all in it together, you know.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your, you know, remembering in your words what your experience has been in some of the groups that you've been in, and it is very much a word of mouth kind of thing, like how many things are, which I tend to trust quite a lot. I frankly don't trust, you know, I don't trust advertising nearly as much as I trust one person saying to another, here's my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
you know, this is how the most important things in life tend to get spread. You know,
indeed.
Somebody has influence in my life. I have influence in your life. You know, we tell the story about our lives with each other. I trust that. I trust the influence of that human-to-human connection. Yeah.
You know, I just had a crazy thought, and I love crazy thoughts, especially when I qualify them like that, and I can just say whatever I want. So I just had a crazy thought. And I wonder, if we're always, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, if we're always going through family constellations in our day-to-day activities, but because the intention is not initially set, like if we're coming to a family constellations gathering, we know we're going for somewhere for healing and to, you know, find out some things. But in life, doesn't the same thing kind of happen? We're just not thinking about it like that because we'll meet somebody and they annoy us, or they remind us of our mother or our father, or we meet somebody and we feel this attraction, like we know them or there's something, but we can't explain it. And, you know, I know I've met people and said, I've seen you before. I'm like, oh, I don't think so. But my question really is, do you think that family constellation energy happens in our day-to-day activities?
Yeah, thanks for that great question. What I sense is that we are perhaps in resonance with unseen truths all the time.
Mm.
We're invited to acknowledge unseen truth all the time, not just in a constellation circle.
Right.
And field of wisdom, Albrecht Marr is a German therapist, constellation teacher and facilitator. He used the phrase the knowing field to describe the field that's operating in a constellation workshop that allows the process to happen. Some of us would say, myself included, the knowing field is with us all the time and everywhere.
Right.
The constellation work did not invent the knowing field. Indigenous wisdom, it's good that we unpack the history of ancestors and remember that the constellation work did not invent ancestors. So indigenous wisdom, tribal wisdom, ancient wisdom knows and is in us, and we are in it, this wisdom that says truth is with us all the time, waiting to be seen. And in this way, my feeling is we are all not just constellation facilitators, we are all facilitators of unfolding truth. And we are walking around in the world in our daily lives, wherever we are, and there's opportunity in every moment to become a bit more conscious of what truths are that are with us that are going unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And the resonance with history is with us in those moments. That this is kind of the tricky thing where, you know, what I see happening a lot is we're recycling over many, 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 many generations. We are perhaps recycling unseen truths over and over and over again.
Mm.
That the invitation with us at this point in history is to really become conscious of what are the unseen truths in our histories waiting to be acknowledged so that we can stop repeating history that is being repeated?
Ooh, Lord. Well, let's just take a breath on that one. Whoa. Wow, I think we need to take a breath and a break because I just thinking about what, you know, the idea of being in resonance with unseen truth all the time, and you know, just, you know, we started the show talking about the unknown, and we're back there again, like we're walking through this knowing field, but sometimes we don't know we're walking through the knowing field. And the knowing field is whispering and nudging us and saying, look, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. But sometimes we're not always paying attention. We're not always aware. But there's this knowing field saying, we got to bring healing to this. We got to bring healing to this. And we can end up judging, blaming, criticizing. Or we can be still, embrace, forgive, let go. Yeah, we're gonna take a break on that, Lisa. That was a big steak. That was a steak.
So we'll take a B&B, a breath, and a break, huh?
That's right. Let's take a breath and a break. But take more breaths, because don't just take one. Because then we're going to have to deal with the stuff you didn't deal with. We want to keep breathing so you can deal with your old stuff, whoever is listening right now. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to continue the conversation of the unseen truth that wants to be seen. And you are the chosen one to assist and support that process. If you want to call in, join in the conversation, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. To find out more about Lisa, her book, and her work, go to FamilyConstellationsWest.com. FamilyConstellationsWest.com. Or LisaIverson.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet-to-be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
I know that's right. And the time now is 11:11. No, it's not 11:11. It's 1:11. That's what I meant to say. But now it's just 11:12. Okay. Oh, Carly Jackson reminding us we are one. Carly Jackson, you can find her on Facebook. Carly, CARLLIE. Jackson, JAXEN. We are one, a lesson in oneness. You know, Lisa, as I listened to that, it just occurred to me that in embracing that truth that we are one, there's freedom in it, and there's a responsibility that comes with that oneness as well, right? Don't you feel? Do you feel the same way?
That's beautifully put. That's beautifully put. Let's all do that together.
Yeah, freedom and responsibility. You can't run from it. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
But if you embrace it, which takes work, you find freedom. I want to ask you, because I never actually, you know, I call it a crazy thought, but I never had that thought. We never thought of it before like that. That it seems that the knowing field, family constellations, if you will, it's happening in our day-to-day activities, and because, as you said, we're in resonance with unseen truth all the time that wants to be seen, that wants to be expressed, but we don't always know that. Now, there are those who are listening saying, interesting concept. If they have questions, 347-426-3346, press 1. But if you don't, keep listening. But how do you suggest we go about honoring, acknowledging, being aware with the unknown truth that is around us all the time, to sort of make, you know, to make it I don't know if the word is a pleasant journey, but just to be responsible to the knowing field that connects us all so we can experience our own freedom?
Yeah, it's a great question. The first two things that come to mind are, if you don't already know a little bit about the constellation work, besides what we've been talking about, I would encourage learning a bit more about it. You know, people can do that at my website. They can do that at colleagues' websites. There's more and more written about it. I would encourage reading a little bit more about it. Because the second thing that I would say is becoming more grounded and clear in one's place as a son or a daughter is foundational to being able to recognize these unseen truths and resonance with them in our day-to-day lives.
Lisa, just wanted to ask you, when you say become grounded in our place as a son and daughter, what does that mean? What does that look like?
Well, it is one of the biggest gifts and outcomes from experience with the constellation work is it promotes clarity for people about where they belong in their family blueprints, in their ancestral blueprints as a son or a daughter. Most people, I sense, are in one way or another living their lives with some amount of confusion or unconsciousness as a son or a daughter. The impulse that I have seen working in this field for many years now, the impulse is out of a blind love for people to be working really hard, really, really hard, in ways they don't even know that they're working hard, as a son or a daughter, as a grandson or a granddaughter, to try to make their parents' or their grandparents' lives different than what they already have been. And so when people are doing this, they are walking around in the world with some level of not living in their place of belonging in their own lives, because they're trying to work on behalf of their parents, their grandparents, other family members too. So it's a very, it's not like a how-to, one, two, you know, do this, do that, and then you're got it all worked out kind of thing. This is because often this has been happening. This has been happening in people's lives where sons and daughters have been not living clearly in their place of belonging, sometimes for many generations. You know, I am an American, and I work in this American field of consciousness that for me, what I see has everything to do with actually disconnection from family. The United States was formed out of disconnection from family. European family, African family, Native American family, you know, disconnection from family, that is operating deeply in the soul, in the consciousness of the American energy field because of what the history is, you know. And so it's like it's a really big concept. So now we're walking around in the world as one, as our individual selves. We can't, it's not our task to tend to the complexity of that several generation, hundreds of millions of people history. But the reality is it's influencing us.
Yes.
That larger unseen history of what's happened in family life and the generations before us and its relationship with the U.S. as a country, its consciousness, that's all affecting us. And so, you know, back to what I said earlier about how much we need each other, how do we recognize your question, how do we recognize when we're walking around in the world unseen truth, our resonance with it? What I go back to is taking steps in a manageable way, like little things or big things that lead us to, again, clarity about where we belong in our families that we come from. You know, there's a really strong impulse to get away from family. That's operating in the soul of the country. It's another energy of how the country was founded, you know?
Right.
Get getting away from family, you know. So it's like there's a lot of that kind of running energy behind us. There's also a lot of missing of family. There's a lot of missing family connection energy with us. So it's like all that's operating. I think a conversation like we're having today is a really big step toward just kind of acknowledging some of these things that are operating to be with what I'm speaking about here a little bit. Let it operate. Let it percolate in the soul. See who it leads you to. You know, who does it lead you to? Might not, and you might be surprised. There's a lot of surprises, surprise connections waiting in most people's souls.
Like, ta-da! Guess what? I'm here.
Yeah.
Wow. I think of what you said about America, and I also think of it must be interesting on a soul level for humanity when America says it is the leader of the world.
Oh.
So with that put all mixed together, and this whole thing about breaking away from family and leading the world, I mean, it's really time for us to wake up, literally. I mean, it sounds redundant or cliche, but it's really time for us to wake up and start really, we understand there's more to us, but I know for me, it's important for me to get clear about my soulful self, to get clear about my spirit and less about how I'm showing up or what I have or don't have, because I know so much more than that. And as Carly sung, the affirmation, we are one. And, you know, it's a responsibility and there's a freedom to it. And we all must do our part. And that's what makes it, you know, it's complex, but what makes it simple is if we all do our work, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's still playing out. You know, some people say, oh, in my family there's addicts. In my family, you know, it goes way back. My great-grandfather was an alcoholic. My father, great-grandfather was an alcoholic. My mother, you know, but those kind of things are showing up to kind of say, listen, pay attention. And sometimes people try and numb themselves from the unseen truth. But it will be seen. It will be revealed.
That's right.
Yes.
Right, and the numbing, the impulse to numb is also in resonance.
Say a little bit more about that.
Well, the impulse to numb oneself from truth, that's not a new impulse.
Right.
No, so it's likely, you know, just that impulse is in resonance for sure with people in the generations before us.
Right, that somebody in our generation, the past generation, could have numbed themselves to the truth of what is, and then now we're living that out. We numb ourselves through drugs, through alcohol, through sex, through the news, through stuff that don't satisfy us, and watching videos.
And so there's a, you know, if we kind of take a step back and look at the larger landscape of the U.S. energy field, there's a lot of numbing impulses in the larger field. You know, beyond, again, looking at the collective, not just the individual. Our culture has quite a lot of ways in which we are encouraged to anesthetize ourselves.
Yes.
We can look at, and I include things, when I look at that, I include things like the media, you know. We've got 24/7 electronic devices. Most people, you know, it's like they got two electronic devices going on at the same time, you know. We can look at that as any other kind of a drug, you know.
Yes.
Like what is it that we're not present to if we take the equipment away?
Now, that's a good place for us to go. Let's not even go. Let's just leave that hanging and let people come up with their own answers. That is so true. That is so true, because people wake up and the first thing they reach for is their phone or go on Facebook. What is it that we're running from? What are we not facing? What don't we want to see? Yeah, that's a good place to leave the show, unless you want to share anything else, Lisa.
No, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the conversation and grateful for you and Celeste and everybody who's been with us today, for our caller, and look forward to more of the same in the month.
Yes, yes, yes. Whew. I love these kind of conversations. You know, they're so freeing and so empowering, and they wake us up, wakes me up anyway. I know for me. Lisa, thank you for your simple yet profound way of being. You know, you kind of talk. I woke up this morning and poured some cereal and put some milk in it. But something, you know, it's just the simple things you say just makes you go, oh, wow, did she just say that? And I'm grateful for you. I am grateful for you. And to find out more about Lisa's work, you can go to familyconstellationswest.com. She's the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And you can also go to lisaiverson.com, Lisa, L-I-S-A, Iverson, I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. All right, Lisa, anything else you want to share before we release the show?
Oh, blessings to all during this very big week, and with gratitude for all, and thank you, especially to you, Ade. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in a month. Bye-bye.
That's right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Lisa.
You bet.
Life is good. It's getting better. And let's just relax. Be gentle. Step running. Stop running. Connect with the one. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. One with the one. I'll be back April 9th, I think. Taking a break. And I may do some reruns. I think I will. I don't know. So I'll be back on the 8th. Taking a break. You take care of my body. My mind. Take care of my mind. Be love. Be true to yourself. And allow love to flow in and out of you. Be loved. And make sure you join Ambassador tomorrow to play Experience. Have you played with yourself passionately? Loved and appreciate yourself. 7 p.m. Eastern. Celeste Morgan on Sunday, 8 p.m. The Celestial Show. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Enjoy your Holy Week, your Easter, and anything else that you celebrate or don't celebrate. Ricky Byers Beckwith, RelettItBe.com. One with the one. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Married in such haste, there was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seemed like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. Comes in who we came to be, like the air and sun and the earth we walk upon. Love is freely given, and life becomes worth living when you're one with the one, with the one, one with the one, with the one. I'm watching the world and wondering why we live our lives with so much speed. What are we doing? If we don't learn from the past, are we moving way too fast? Oh.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.